We shall continue these services with that prayer that God would yet open his word and give that which he knows each of us need. And I thought for our study, we would read a portion of God's word which is found in the Epistle of James in its fourth chapter. And I thought to read verses 10 through 17. And the words are in Jesus' name as follows. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. Thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. Before we begin to examine this text, at the beginning I want to bring many loving greetings from those believers there in Toronto. Many were able to gather here along with us, but a number, due to different reasons, have not been able to gather here with us. So many loving greetings from those believers there in Toronto. When I thought of this theme of these services, that seek ye first the kingdom of God, I thought in this way that it also applies to us who believe, and it speaks unto us how we should live in this life. When we think of what God's kingdom is, it is written that it is righteousness, peace, and joy. And certainly, when we think of God's kingdom, it is a place where we can be secure and we can trust in that care of our Heavenly Father, that he will guide and lead. Even as we sang in that song, that leave all to his direction. Often, if you are like me in this life, I often would wish to instruct the Heavenly Father how things should be. And so easily, we forget that even those who have been placed to lead in our countries have been placed there by our Heavenly Father. And comes even to mind those words of the psalm writer. He speaks of this kingdom of God. He says in this way that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And certainly when we look at the events that happen around us, the world in which we live today, we see much evil. And often we, in our own minds, feel that we should go and act and fight against that evil which is in this world. Often I have had to turn to scriptures and look at those examples of those former saints who have traveled before. And when we even think of Job, who had much in this life, and in a moment it was taken away. And we even remember how his wife instructed him that certainly you should curse the Lord. And we remember then that he spoke unto his wife that should we not take the evil with the good. And so it is even for us today. In these times we live, God gives good unto us. He has blessed our lives abundantly, and we have lacked for nothing. And certainly we can trust and believe that even our governments, God can give good government, and as well, He can give evil government. But in all things, we can leave that to His care. And when we think of even that time when those Israelites were in Babylon, the city of Jerusalem was in ruins. Nehemiah was there as a cupbearer to the king. And he worried of what would come of Jerusalem. And what did he do? He prayed to God. He prayed that God would allow Jerusalem to rise up from those ruins. And God heard his prayer. God allowed the king to provide all that was needed to go and rebuild that city so that that remnant of Jerusalem could return and they could enter into that temple even and worship again the living God. It is a good instruction even for us today. Often when we look around, we see all these things happening, many things which we perhaps don't agree with. Even then we can turn in prayer to our Heavenly Father. He allows these things to happen. And often when I have looked at these past few years, many of the events that have happened, and I have often in my mind thought how foolish many of these things are. But I have thought back to those opening pages of the Bible. When we think of Adam and Eve, they were placed in a garden full of fruit trees. And they were told, you can eat of every tree except that tree in the middle. And I've thought in my mind in this way that if that was me, I would have thought, what a stupid rule. What is the difference? But there we see how even those small little things, the enemy is able to turn our gaze away from that which is most important. Even as our brother spoke earlier in these services, that when our gaze and our focus turns away onto those things of this world, we turn our back to our Heavenly Father. And this is how it is that when we focus on those things in this world, easily we can lose focus on that most important thing in this life, that gift of faith. And certainly, we can wonder and we can even question why these things happen. But I have even there thought of those words of the psalm writer, where he speaks how if I go up, if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. The Heavenly Father knows each and every one of us so well. He knows what troubles us. He knows what we need. He knows even those joys of this life. So when we even think of that for a moment, can we not trust that He will guide? He will provide for us that which we need. We can place on Him our reliance, as we even sang in that opening song. And certainly, when we think of the evil around us, we can worry about what is coming. Perhaps we even worry that what kind of world will our children grow up in, or our grandchildren. And what did Jesus say? He said, behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, neither do they gather into barns. But your Heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than them? Often we need to be reminded, this is a kingdom of children. It is not a kingdom of wise who know all the answers, but we simply need to believe. We need to trust that our Heavenly Father is guiding. He allows these things to happen. And He does not ask us what we think. And also, I have thought of that life of Joseph. When we look at the life of Joseph, there is much to learn for each and every one of us. Joseph was sold by his brothers, sold into slavery. We remember he served in Potiphar's house, and he was tempted there. And he was sent into that dungeon, and even then, he trusted and he believed. And when we look at his life, he trusted and he believed even in that great time of, we can call it persecution. He was there in that dungeon alone, but God remembered him. We remember how God called him through the need of discerning that dream. And certainly we can say in history, never has there been such a quick climb. If we want to even call it the corporate ladder. He went from that dungeon right to the second in command in Egypt overnight. This is how God can bless. And He provides for each of us that which we need. And when we think of all these things in this life, there are so many different things we can attempt to solve and find in this world. And we remember Jesus' words. He said that, "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Often in this life, I've thought how we always talk of these ABCs of faith. And I'm not sure if it has been in your life as it has been often in mine, again and again. I need to be reminded of those ABCs of faith that simply believe, put away sin as it attaches, and trust in that care of the Heavenly Father. It does not matter what happens in this life, but what matters, dear brother and sister, is that on that day when we are called from this life, beside our name is written, "No sin." And we can even think of it in this way. We remember when those disciples were on that road to Emmaus and they were troubled. And Jesus said these words unto them. And I've often thought they are words which even speak to me. He said that, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Certainly, I am often a fool and slow of heart to believe. But yet, God, through His great and abundant love, has unto this day kept me on that way, which leads to that eternal shore there in heaven. And often when we look around, we see that evil. We wonder that how much can we even bear, and how evil will God allow this world to go? And I've thought of those former saints. We even remember how there in that 11th chapter, it speaks of all those different things which they were, or they had to endure. And yet God gave them strength for each day that they traveled in this world. And then now when we think of this epistle of James, it is an epistle which speaks much of prayer. It speaks to be humble, to live a godly life, and to simply trust in the care of our Heavenly Father. When we think of this first verse, it says, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." That is the place of a child of God, that we would be humble, that we would be there to hear what the Spirit speaks unto us, and that we would accept that which it speaks. And it also instructs us that we would not speak evil of one another. "For he that speaketh evil of another judgeth his brother." Certainly, I must admit, often I have been failing even in this. And I'm sure it is the same with many of us. So often we forget that commandment of our Lord and Savior, that love thy neighbor as thyself. But even there, we have been able to turn again and again to that gospel message and put away those sins as they attach and make new promises. And also then he speaks, and it is certainly a lesson which God has taught even us in these past years. He said that, "Go to now, ye that say that today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow." These past few years, I remember as a young boy, I would hear those elders say, "If God wills, we will do such and such thing. Or if God wills, we will go to such and such a place." And often I used to think they were just words. But these past few years have certainly taught us, if God wills, the one that comes to mind even as we are here gathered is that if God wills, we will gather for services next year. God showed how He is almighty. It is Him who allows things to happen. He knows when we need to be humbled, when we need to be taught. And certainly, all these things which are in our life, the blessings, all those temporal blessings even which He has given, they are from His hand. So often we forget and we wish to take credit for that which we have done. But to dear brother and sister, is it not so? God is the one who provides. To some He gives much, to others only a little. But He knows us so well, He gives that which we need. Certainly it has been good for me to learn even that lesson that if God wills, we will do such and such a thing. And then James writes, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away." When we think of that even for a moment, there are those here who are perhaps in their 80s. We would consider it even a long life. But God's word tells us it is as a vapor that appears for a moment. It vanishes away. Even as our brother spoke yesterday, when we look at this life which we have here, we can compare it to that vapor when we compare it to eternity. And is that not the hope of each and every one of us? And the desire that we would remain on this path, that we would remain in His kingdom where we can be cared for, we can be carried and encouraged, so that one day we can go to that place where there is a beginning and no end there in heaven. So even at this moment, dear service guest, you can uplift your heart and you can believe all sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Exactly as you find yourself, you can simply believe in that guiding hand of our Heavenly Father, that He will care for us. He knows each and every one of us so well that He will not give us more than we can bear. Even as He cared for those former saints, also He will care for us. We just need to follow the old ways, follow those old paths, and we will make it to those shores of heaven. When we even think of that writer to Ecclesiastes, he wrote in this way that, let me see if I can even find it in closing here. He wrote in this way in the 12th chapter, in the, I believe, the 12th verse, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." God would wish that we would be obedient and travel according to his word and put away that sin which attaches. And we will one day be there with that white-robed throng, as our brother remembered, who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and come through great tribulations. And even myself coming before you with many doubts, many fears, and feeling my own sinfulness, I would even ask that, can I believe my many sins and doubts forgiven? I promise to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, in always blessed name, amen.